All right. Guess I'm going to imagine. Oh, humble greenery. And of course, what happens if we have green roofing everywhere in reality? And what happens if we have remove all the black roofing in reality? Oh, wait. Oh. Welcome to Fairy Strings of Fantasy, podcast I can imagine. Well, you have to use your imagination even harder. But be aware, if you're driving a vehicle and you have a job to do it, well, please tune away or have the audio be moved to the passengers who are participating on the series. And if you're new here, click on the subscribe button or follow button. And if you haven't clicked on the listener support button, click on it to support our podcast. It's optional. If you support us with your financial support, we will make new podcasts for years to come. So, what happens if we replace black roofing with green roofing in reality? So, you plan to have a new building be built with a green roofing integrated? Well, lead on. And the buildings are being retrofitted. That does require lots of planning. But the newly built buildings can have a green roofing, or plants that grow, as long as it has proper drainage. If it does have proper drainage, that should solve the problem. For some green roofing, they may have trees on top. If you have dedicated pillars that will handle the tree roots that go from rooftop to the ground. So use your imagination and explore what happens if we replace all black roofing with green roofing in reality. And be aware of some buildings with solar roofing will be exempt because they have technology to deflect sunlight back to the sky. And be aware, planting trees and greenery is very good for the environment. If you aren't able to garden on the ground, why don't you put it on a rooftop? If you're in a big city, you own those big buildings with broad rooftops with high surface area. Now, let's start with this two-story building with a high surface area, assuming it's 300 feet by 300 feet. This type of this two-story building has a rooftop garden and still has trees on top of it. With another one. We start with one and then we have two. During rainy days, rain catches into these gardens, and in some cases, the plants recycle all the rainwater to oxygen. Assuming you have a goat that will eat up the vegetation that may dry up during the summertime. If you have a proper irrigation system and a building is newly built or modified. Then we have four buildings with green roofing. Not just the two-story buildings, even the single-story buildings too, like restaurants and shopping centers. They're broad. If you have an older kind of air conditioner like in the 1990s and it still works, it will run efficiently than you thought. And in some cases, it will be colder. Almost like you're in a cave. You have steam heat, it will hold more heat during the wintertime. You have properly placed pillars for proper drainage and tree roots to go right through, if included. The tree roots will go down to the ground, to the aquifer, ensuring it gets fresh supply of water day by day. If you render your garden on top of building maintenance free with these trees that are specially designed for rooftops, But be aware, wildlife will rely on rooftop, so they can rely on grasses to eat, and of course, places of roost, or birds. However, opossums may love this, because they can go on rooftop, munch on tasty vermin, and then go back to trees on the ground after they're done. Now we multiply this by 8. And of course, the greenhouse gas levels go down. And of course, all the rainwater gets caught. And all the water is recycled back to oxygen, and carbon dioxide is taken out. How many pounds depending on the number of green roofing? Then we go to 32, and we have taller buildings too. Not just it will help reduce all of the heat island effect, that will also help keep the ground cool. And most importantly, the greenery also regulates mood, keeping mood in check and productivity in check if you have plants on balconies too. Now we bump this up to 64. Now, there is a positive impact for the environment. Some are trees, some have gardens on top. And what's happening, honeybees and other essential insects begin to rely on rooftops to ensure the trees and other plants are kept in check. And that keeps pollination in check. Now we're down to 128. And we have this rectangle of 128 buildings. Oxygen goes up, and carbon dioxide goes down, like usual. And of course, more people right there are going to work, and more people right there are at school. Interesting fact, greenery do regulate the mood as a common effect. But it depends on the person, I believe. Also, we got 256 more, and now it's doubling it like a square. And of course, more of these buildings right there are covered with greenery. And it's almost like you're in the forest, but different. Less storm and runoff, and more plants right there are growing and thriving. But plants do get eaten by animals, almost like having your own ecosystem that's elevated. And we have one fox that's taking refuge under a tree on the ground. And soon, this old box is being used as a den, part of a garden. Now back to the buildings with green roofing. Some of them are equipped with windmills to sell power back to the grid. They have so much energy. However, these windmills spin faster and faster because of flat land. And of course, some windmills are, excuse me, some of the windmills are used to pump water. And the purpose, irrigation. Water kept being recycled again and again. Also, the greenhouse gas emissions go down. Now we have 512. How much of the greenhouse gas emissions will be knocked down? Imagine these buildings right there have balconies with plants on it too. Like a vertical forest. And now we go to 1,024 buildings. And of course, we're getting so much of an impact. And this type of the city with 1,024 buildings has more jobs, and of course, has more people living there, and hotels are now sustainable than used to. Although this town is car free, and there are no cars to drive, and streetcars are in use. And schools right there are now open to visitors like a long time ago, and this town is rendered gun free because of a strategy. Now, we bump this up to 2,000 buildings to simplify, and more greenery is there, but some have blue roofing. In some cases, they add higher safety fencing for rooftop gardens, and their height by at least 30 feet. And it's also being patrolled by the guards. And the guards play a key role to prevent bullies from throwing people off the rooftop. And of course, that also bolsters jobs. But some rooftops are destined for the ecosystem only. But scientists are permitted to go there. And of course, there are buildings dedicated for this. Now we have 4,000 of these buildings doing the same thing. And now we have a 4,000 building town. Greenhouse gas emissions will go down. In some cases, green roofing will become a trend, and in some cases, it will be a new standard for building, and in some cases, black roofing will go obsolete, and asphalt roofing will go obsolete. Then down to 8,000, the heat island effect goes down. And then 16,000. The effects right there are really doing a thing to cool down the environment. that 32,000 continues on. And more of the people right there are at work, causing economies to go up, and of course, reducing overdrafts of bank accounts. And in some cases, massive amounts of jobs still continue to thrive. And of course, the time begins to cool down. Rainy days come in, but there were less floods than thought. And in some cases, a microclimate has been implemented somehow, pulling out greenhouse gas emissions and carbon levels. Then, us are there to go to 128,000. Hey, I saw buildings with green roofing. Although, the town begins to cool down. And then 256,000 of these buildings. And then 512,000. However, if all those buildings right there, a million or more, kept doing this, the city begins to cool down during the summertime, and summer days will be cooler, and there is a positive impact of the environment. Species of birds and other mammals rely on these rooftops so they can go from one place to another. However, not all of these gardens on these buildings are the same. Some are used to grow their own food, resulting in the city being so sustainable, causing prices to go down. Assuming the city is surrounded by trees and our parks, now, imagine you have replaced a black asphalt roof with a green roof. With a green roof, you recycle oxygen back to the air after a rainstorm, assuming you have proper drainage. Although with a black roof, it warms up during summertime. If Canada did this in the first place, that should have solved a problem. If Brazil did it in the first place, that should have solved more problems. If we took North America and South America and replaced all the black roofing with green roofing, that should have made a positive impact for the environment, causing America to cool down, resulted in less crime rate, and of course, result in more jobs. And in some cases, that'll cool down both North and South America, resulting to cooler temperatures and more oxygen. And in some cases, the cold air will come back. Also, green roofing will someday generate more jobs in Africa. If we took Africa and did the same thing, that should have generated more jobs. If we took Europe and did the same thing, that caused Europe to cool down. If we take all three, that should have made a positive impact for the environment. It would take Australia, well, it will cool down. And it would take Jamaica, it will cool down too. if we took Iceland, that would definitely cool down even further. And if we took Asia, it would cool down. And we took all continents and do the same thing, that would cause the planet to cool down. If you change out a green roofing for your house or a big building you own, right? Excuse me. If you change up having a green roof for your house or a big building where you own, well, looks like it's time to do an upgrade. But maybe you check to see if your town has this option if you're a homeowner or a building owner. You also convince other building owners to switch to green roofing. And if you have solar panels, well, these bills can be skipped because solar panels also help reduce all other greenhouse gas emissions too by using renewable energy too. And if you imagine something new, why don't you share this podcast to your friends and family on social media like Facebook, Twitter, or any other social network site where you currently use. And don't forget to support our podcast by using listener support. And with Fairy Shit Fantasy, where our podcast is a podcast I can imagine. So, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you have switched to a green roofing, please let us know. And we also have a poll available so we can take these responses. And a poll is available, so just leave us a response. So, us right there will make more podcasts later on. And don't forget to subscribe. And remember, use your imagination wisely. And if you were proposing green roofing for your new city, well, please let us know.